Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Star Clear Radio. I'm your host, Jeffrey Seelman, and we're going to talk a little bit about the origins of violence in our society. As you know, everywhere around our planet, there is increasing episodes of violence, especially individual violence, mass murders. You can't really read a newspaper online or in the paper form without some kind of mass murder going on every day. And I know we're all getting tired of it. So what I want to do is talk a little bit about where I think this is all coming from, and not just about that there are so many weapons available to the general public that used to be available mostly to the military. I was in the military myself many years ago. The origins begin inside of the mind. Anger, frustration, fear of change. And negative emotional energy is produced by these particular feelings. And negative emotional energy is not just a psychological thought. Negative emotional energies are actually real energies. They're just non-physical energies. And they can accumulate in our body's energy fields themselves, inside of our minds, inside of our systems, our energy fields, as I had mentioned. And it builds up, it accumulates. And this happens to all of us, really. Just about everybody experiences this. Different people deal with it differently. And what happens is what I call the lightning rod effect, meaning that we have all this stored emotional energy going on, and it doesn't go anywhere. It's inside of our system, and something comes along and sets it off. And we explode, and something terrible happens. Not always, but too often. And this is where I think this, you know, new, dare I say, fad of mass murder is coming from. So the lightning rod effect is essentially an outside stimulus, meaning that some outside event happens, somebody says something to a person, somebody reads something they don't like, somebody hears somebody else talking, and they react to it. In place of actually trying to discern and deal with what is happening, it simply activates the emotional energy that is inside of us. And then we react in a much greater way. And sometimes this can lead to violence, you know, not always, you know, but it can lead to violence in people who are prone to violence and who are about to blow up. Essentially, on an emotional level. And I think that it's something that we need to deal with, and we don't deal with. We're not taught when we go to school that emotional energy is a real energy. We're taught that it's simply a psychological feeling. And in my work, I try to get across on radio and television that emotional energy is a real energy. It's just not a physical energy and cannot be measured through physical science. It's actually a non-physical energy. And we generate emotional energies, both good and bad, both positive and negative. It's the negative energy, it's the bad energy that I'm concerned about and we should be concerned about. And that's what we're talking about here, is negative energy, feelings that we're not dealing with, energy that we're not releasing properly, and instead we're holding it in and storing it. And then outside events cause this energy to be activated inside of us, and then some people lose control. And so we need to learn how to release the energy. I don't really think it's a matter of strictly control. I think it's a matter of releasing negative emotional energies, something we're simply not taught how to do. And it's a real serious problem right now. And I think it's something that we're going to see in the future to be a more serious problem. I think really this is kind of the beginning of the human race dealing with a lot of fear and a lot of anger, old feelings of hatred and racism, tribalism. It's not political. It's straight anger and straight fear, hatred, misunderstandings. We're not listening to each other. And so in place of actually coming to some kind of agreements and saying, okay, we differ on these different opinions and policies, we're no longer listening and talking with our neighbors. And this is also true of our different governments around the world, because Star Clear Radio is truly a worldwide radio network. And StarClear is a worldwide service. And so this is true of all governments. This is not just happening in the United States or North America. This is happening all around the world. And we're just not listening to each other anymore. There was a time when we would disagree and then get over it and try to work together. It's not always true, but it certainly was happening to a much greater degree. We're just not listening to each other anymore, and we're holding in our feelings, which is not a good thing. And I'm not saying we should release our feelings in an inappropriate way. There are appropriate ways to release negative emotional energy, and there are inappropriate ways to release it. And so one of the things that I do is I teach people how to release negative emotional energies in a healthy way, not in a psychological way. This is more about releasing straight energy, because we might have already dealt with a lot of these issues that we feel angry about on a psychological level. What we have not done is release the corresponding negative emotional energies that go along with all of these different feelings that we generate, and also these different energies and feelings that we pick up at our grocery stores and restaurants and through the television and the internet, all these different ways we pick up information, and we're holding it in. And so it's kind of like a big ball of rage. And so the lightning rod effect really is about activating this rage very often unintentionally. Unfortunately, too many people out there are deliberately trying to activate it for their own personal or political goals, maybe not realizing what the end game is, and that being that there are many people out there that are not able to deal with such an accumulation of emotional energy. And when that lightning rod effect takes place, that we explode and do things that we would not normally do. One of the things we hear about in the news a lot lately are people who go into spontaneous acts of incredible violence. And very often they're not even able to explain it to themselves or law enforcement of why they committed such heinous acts. They exploded on an emotional level. So they had a lot of this emotional energy already built up, maybe through their entire lifetimes. We all have these issues. Some people have these issues and they don't deal with them correctly. Some people end up holding them in and it affects their health and affects them on a psychological level, on an emotional level, and affects us on many different levels. And when we don't deal with these things, we don't deal with these emotional energies by releasing them in healthy ways, then they become a possible danger of being activated all at once, the rage and anger and the hatred being activated all at once, and people do things that very often they regret. Sometimes they don't regret them, sometimes they do. And so I just want people to think a little bit about rage and anger inside of each one of us, our own rage and anger. What do we have inside of us? What our feelings are towards other people, towards other groups of people? What are these feelings that we have? We need to explore this. You know, why do I dislike this group? Why do I feel that I hate these people for whatever reason? We need to explore this. We also need to release this. And there are many ways to release this. And this is one of the areas that I specialize in, is how to release negative emotional energy. It's not positive energy we need to be concerned about. So I'm not saying that emotional energy is wrong or bad or dangerous. I'm only concerned about the negative emotional energies and how we deal with them. And more importantly, how we don't deal with them. We need to release a negative emotional energies. We need to release them as much as possible so we don't explode. It's kind of like the concept of road rage. Most of us are good people, but you know, we're driving along and somebody cuts us off or does something wrong, and we get out of control angry. I think just about anybody can relate to this. We get out of control angry. You know, we suddenly turn into these psychological mad killers. You know, we just want to kill the driver ahead of us. You know, we get so angry, angrier than we normally get. And we call it road rage, you know, and it's a good name for it. But I call it the lightning rod effect. Because what's really happening is we are activating all of this emotional energy inside of us all at once, and we can't process it or deal with it correctly, and we lose control. And so I just want people to think about this a little bit. And in our next radio show, our next episode coming up in a few days, I'm going to discuss a little more about this and some things that we can do to release negative emotional energy and not let it build up in our system and not let the lightning rod effect take control.